Okay, we obviously went through the corrections. We'll get with our players tomorrow. Good, hard-fought victory, and really proud of the effort. I thought the guys fought hard, went in there with a good plan, and executed well for most of the ball game. Many portions of the ball game did enough to come out of there with a hard-fought victory. So, questions.
Coach, how much did the suspension affect influence your decision to let Marcel Reese go?
Don't know that the suspension played a big part in the decision.
Any part?
Really, other than to allow the guys that played the backfield that we have, we're using all those guys. They're all doing a nice job in the roles that they have, and I feel like it's a good group, and we don't want to disrupt it.
You said in the statement that it was a difficult decision for you to make, for the club to make in this case. Could you talk a little bit about Marcel and what he's meant to this team?
Well, I think I pretty much laid it out in the statement. I have a lot of respect for him as a man, a lot of respect for him as a player. I appreciate the effort that he gave here for the Raider organization, and wish him nothing but the best going forward. So. Difficult decisions like this come along in this business, and it's important for Reggie and I to do things that we think are in the best interest of the organization as we go forward. And this is one of those tough decisions that's been made. And obviously, we have a lot of admiration for the young man, a lot of respect for what he brought to this organization for a number of years, but. We feel like we have a really good group there, and so we're making this decision.
Did you talk to him?
I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I know Reggie did, and I was in and out of meetings and did not get a chance to visit with him personally.
I guess along those lines, the tough decisions you have to make. Yesterday, somebody had told you the third game of the season that you were going to play 9 rookies, and 8 of them were going to see significant time. Would you be surprised?
Not as we came out of camp, no.
Yeah.
No, I think we knew the number of undrafteds might be high, because I know several of those guys are undrafted guys. We felt good about the draft class, the draft picks, the guys that we brought in, and that's a good sign for us that those guys are helping us win on the road.
What did you think of Vidal specifically?
He really did a nice job. He graded out very well. He went in and he played good football for us yesterday.
What is Watson's situation, Coach, for this coming week?
I don't know that at this point.
And, how about Howard? Can he come back?
Don't have that at this point. Yeah. So a couple of things. I'll hit on a couple of things that started well. That went well yesterday. We started fast. Offensively went down the opening drive. We did a good job controlling the ball and at the end of the first half and getting that touchdown. And then obviously they tried to do something late, and we had a potential opportunity for a field goal that they ended up not allowing us to make that attempt there. I thought we punted it really well. Marquette flipped the field. We started them inside the at the 10 or inside 3 different times after we punted, which was excellent. Seabass broke the historical record for 50-plus yarders, so that was awesome. Our corners played really well. They've been taking a lot of heat, and obviously they played much better yesterday. Both the corners did. And I thought overall our secondary was a whole lot sharper. Forced 3 turnovers on defense. That was good stuff. Only allowed 2 out of 12 on third down, and we talked all week about, hey, when it's warm out or, if you're dealing with heat, the best thing to do is be sitting on the sideline and sipping on Gatorade, get yourself off the field, win on third down. So that was one of the keys going in. So there are a lot of things you guys brought up most of them. You might have a few more before we're done here, but we'll make those corrections and move on to Baltimore, move on to next. So.
On the last play before the half, was that strictly a clock thing, or should Reggie Nelson have been looking to get out of bounds quicker after that?
I think he was looking to score. I think he wanted to score, and you can turn those into scores there. So I was all for him continuing to try and score. So no problem with that. What it ended up, I kind of laid it out there yesterday. The clock did not start on time. you know, it's almost one of those things you like to say, hey, you're at home. You know, if you don't start, that's your own problem. But the league did what, you know, as I said yesterday, I think is the right thing. I think they recognized the error and they rectified it.
You've had a hard time getting the offense playing well at the same time as you've been here. He's gone through stretches of being really good. What's the key to getting them both rolling at the same time? And is that sort of a sign of how good the team can be when you get that going? You've had weeks where the offense has been really good, weeks for the defense.
Well, I think the good news is we've shown signs of those two phases, and there's a third phase, special teams, that we'd like to get rolling as well to be impactful. And the idea is to get all three phases really working together and playing complementary football. And we work hard at all three phases. You know, I'm very invested and very into the details of all three units and making sure that they're operating at a high level.
Is it encouraging, though, that you see the best of them, that if you can't put it all together, about what this team can, the best of this team?
Well, that's what you have to do. That's what we're working towards. You know, it's every game has different challenges, and there'll be, you know, different defenses that are tougher to do things on than different offenses. But it's a team. You know, we're going in as a team. We're prepared to do all that we can, really seeking to win two of those three phases. I mean, that's, you know, something I talk about a lot. And, you know, the matchups, you know, week to week change, and the strengths and weaknesses of an opponent change, and how you match up and all those things, and the health and all those things go into it. You know, it's all part of playing. But what we have is a really, I think, a focused group of young men that really want to be good, that are willing to be accountable when things don't go well and take ownership, and willing to bust their butt and sacrifice for each other to help things go well. So I think it's a good mix right now.
When the last punt, when Marquette punted it in the end zone, and you decided to put your defense back on the field, did you discuss it all, taking five and giving him five more yards, or is he good enough at pooching it that you just felt good enough from that distance?
Yeah, we felt fine at that distance. You know, we've been pretty good at executing that and pinning people down, and I think I referred to the three that we did get pinned down inside at the 10 or inside. So, that he just caught a little too much of that one.
What do you think of the way Corey and Carl both played?
I thought they did a nice job. As I suspected, you know, there are plenty of things we'll clean up with it. Carl was good. You know, he came up and hit people and communicated well. You know, did the right thing showing up. He was part of that secondary that played very well. Corey, you know, made a couple rookie mistakes, you know, but he's a tough kid. He finds the football. I thought they both played pretty well for their first opportunity to start.
DJ, in particular, on coming up and tackling, two of the better plays I've seen him make since he was here.
Yeah, made a couple really good tackles. We call those jackhammers, by the way.
how did his game go overall?
He played pretty well for the most part. You know, they had a couple errors, a couple leverage issues, you know. But overall, yeah, pretty solid. I thought the secondary was pretty solid.
Was he, dehydrated or the heat? But at the end of the game, he wasn't on the field, and TJ he only played like five snaps and figured in two of the bigger plays.
Yeah.
Was he in there because DJ was dehydrated? Or?
Yeah, it looked to me like DJ needed a break. Okay. So TJ stepped in. He's well prepared and, you know, veteran guy, and stepped in there and did a nice job for us.
Coach, Khalil Mack had a couple of quarterback hits, but no sacks. I mean, he's been off to slow starts before. What do you do to get him going?
He'll get his numbers. I think he just keeps doing what he does. You know, keep playing ball. It's not about Khalil. You know, it's about us. And you know, what he did was he was part of a pass defense that allowed 2 of 12 on third down, that came up with three interceptions, or two interceptions and a fumble, three takeaways. So, you know, there's more to playing football than getting sacks, and there's more that he's involved in. He's directly involved in everything that we're doing, and he's a fine football player, and he's busting his butt and doing a nice job for us. So just keep playing. I don't want him to start pressing for numbers. It's not about numbers. It's about us, you know, making the plays we need to make to win games.
Had a few offensive line penalties, which we hadn't really seen very much of the first couple of games. I think it was. But did just situations where the guys got their arms where they weren't supposed to be, or holds are sometimes tricky to judge.
Yeah, they're tricky to judge. Some are like, you know, you kind of scratch your head, but that's the way it goes. I mean, they're judgment calls. They're tough. I think as a veteran pass rusher, I think Rakpo, you know, kind of baited the ref into one, you know, on that touchdown that got called back. I really felt like he baited him into that. And Donald played along by lifting his arms up. It's almost like saying I'm guilty when you do that. So, but no, I think the guys are fighting hard. We're working very hard, diligently. We're a disciplined football team. We compete and we play hard. And I think that number will continue to go down as we go through the year. And I believe it will, and it has a little bit, and it'll continue to trend downward.
Drop passes, there are a few of them. Is that just a matter of focus?
Absolutely, yeah, focus. Now, a couple of them were tough. I mean, I think there were five that went down probably as drops, and I would say two of them were contested catches, you know, right to the ground. So I think three were legitimate drops, you know, and one's too many. You know, our guys take pride in catching the ball and doing things with it. A couple of them came on third down, so they were critical. So, obviously those are concentration issues we've got to tighten up.
Seems like when a guy drops a pass, Derek almost seems to want to go back to that guy pretty quickly after that. Is that just something that he likes to do, or is that just how the flow of the game?
I think it's how the game flowed. I don't know that – I mean, I can't – I'm not inside his brain. I can't tell you for sure. But I think the game – that's just the way the game unfolded.
Crabtree made some real big plays.
Sure did.
His level of play, has it been pretty consistent since he's been here for you?
Yeah. He's been tremendous, you know. He's come in here from day one, and he's been a great teammate. He's a leader, you know, in the locker room. He's a tough guy. I mean, he showed us last year in Chicago when he was banged up. He and Wood, you know, battling through injuries like they did. So, you know, he'll play when he's nicked up, banged up. Love the competitor. I mean, he's really a terrific competitor.
I mean, he was a guy, before he got here, he missed a lot of practice time. But here it's like, he doesn't
yeah. Now he's got a fresh start, fresh opportunity here to, you know, show us what he's about and what, you know, that he loves football, and that's all I've seen. I see a guy that loves football, and like I say, he's a great teammate. He's been a treat to be around.
What does it say about your running game that they they followed up with Tavius pretty well, and then with us, and you guys still end up with 120-something yards, 5 yards carry? Do you have the options there?
Yeah, I feel good about the start we have with the running game and the versatility of the backfield and the way our linemen have been able to plug in and play. You know, that was our fifth guy at right tackle yesterday, and we continue to be able to do things and move the ball and function as an offense. You know, with that being the case, so that's good stuff. You know, and. They're all getting opportunities to carry it. You know, I think that last year, I got a lot of questions about who are we going to develop a guy that could carry it behind Latavius. I think you see we worked hard at that, and I think we have a couple guys that can do that.